Welcome to session two, demo one. And what I've got on the screen, this is Visual Studio 2015. So in this demo, what we're going to do is we're going to create the initial solution structure that we're going to be using throughout these series of demos. So with that, let's get started. So I'm going to select File, New, Project. And what I want to do is I want to locate the blank solution template. So with that, I'm going to select Visual Studio Solutions Group folder here. I'm going to select a blank solution, and we're going to give it the name of GPS image tag. I'm going to click on OK. Okay, so now we need to fill this in by adding in some supporting projects. So the first one we're going to add in, so selecting up the new project. And with this one, I'm going to select Visual C Sharp templates. I'm going to narrow down the list. So I'm looking for portable. And we're looking for the class library portable project. I'm going to give it the name of GPS image tag.core. So this project is going to house our utility classes. It's going to house our interfaces to our services. And it's also going to house our model and last the services that we're going to be using in the application as well. So we're OK to that. Okay, so this might be a new box for some people. So what this is it's telling me that this portable class assembly is going to be targeted at these platforms by default. So what that means is the assembly I'm going to create is it's going to allow me to basically use it through the same project types here. So what that does is it will narrow down the available APIs that I'm going to have access to inside that project based on all these target types. So keep that in mind. If you don't need some of these target types, you can remove them. With that, I'm just going to accept the defaults. And I'm okay to that. I'm just going to create the project for me. So first thing I want to do is get rid of the default class file here. We don't need that. So one of the things I want to do is I want to kind of keep a nice clean project stock here. So I'm going to add in some folders here. The first one's going to be our interfaces. The next one's going to be our helper folder for our utility classes, followed by our models for our data model classes. And then last is our services that we're going to be using with our application here. So I'm going to type in services. Helps if I spell it right. Okay, so what I've done is we've created the files for you already. So we're just going to add in existing files. And as long as you've got the folders extracted from the zip file, there should be a code files folder here with all the stuff already created for you. So with that, I'm going to add in the helper classes. So these are going to be used to support the MVVM pattern. I'll get into that when we created the next project here. Okay, and then finally we got our interfaces. So we again want to access platform specific functionality, and that may not necessarily be available to us. So with that, we're going to add in these interfaces. That's going to allow our services inside this portable to access them, but not have to have concrete classes that are platform specific. And we're going to add in our data model class as well. Going to add that in. Okay. And then finally, we're going to add in our services. And right now, we just have the one service. We're going to add that in. Okay, so that's the one project done. So we're going to add in another one. And same process here. I'm going to look for portable. So that's one way of doing it. The other way too is if I can look up here, I can actually go to recent, and that would kind of help speed up the process as well. So you go up that option as well. And I'm going to give this name of GPS image tag. And then for this one, we're going to give it the name of view models. So again, I mentioned it briefly, is we're going to use the MVM pattern here. going to accept the same targets. So with that, we're going to remove the class file because we don't need that. Going to add in a folder here for our view models. So the MVM pattern basically allows us to share this code across, or gives us a pattern to structure our solution around. So it's easily maintainable and shareable across multiple client targets. So the view model here, its responsibility is a wrapper around our model. So in this case, our photos. So its responsibility is to be a wrapper for the data, to provide a bindable surface for our UI layer, and it provides actions that we're going to place against our model here. So that's what this is going to take care of for us. So I'm going to add that in. And click on Start, look for the code files, and bring this up. So we've got two classes we're going to bring in. The first is our base view model. So these are some utility classes that we're going to use over and over again. So obviously what I want to do is not have to recode this over and over again. So I'm going to have my view models inherit this. So you'll see that when I get into the camera paid view model that I inherit from that base model. So again, it's saving me a bit of time to not have to rewrite all this code. So you can see I've got some underlying issues here. It's coming back saying, well, you're missing some references here. So we need to complete that. So I want to basically highlight references. I'm going to add in a reference to the core project here. And if IntelliSense is good, it'll kind of sync that up. So we're all green, which means we're good. So that kind of concludes this first demo. It's a pretty quick demo, but it lays down the foundation that we're going to use throughout this series of demos. So hopefully I will see you in the next demo. Take care.